I'm trying to do is bring that local knowledge forward.
The Haines Mayor wants to celebrate energy innovation, and Skagway hosts its annual solstice event. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Police Department continues its investigation into a sexual assault that occurred early Tuesday morning in a downtown alley and are asking for the public's help. Police Chief Gary Lowe said a female was forcibly dragged down the alley and into a vehicle where she was sexually assaulted.
The female was able to fight off her attacker and escape, at which time she contacted friends who came and picked her up.
The assault occurred in the alley that runs south from 2nd Avenue behind the four-story tall Chisel Building and several Main Street businesses. None of the businesses were open at the time of the assault. The attacker is described as a white male, approximately 35 to 40 years old, with short sandy brown hair. The vehicle is a full-size four-door pickup that is either dark blue or black. Chief Lowe said he is asking for the public's help with identifying the suspect.
From the victim did not recognize her attacker, which leads us to believe that it's not a local Haines resident. And that's why we have to go through this route to solicit information from the public to try and identify who this person could be.
Anyone with information is asked to call the Haines Police Department at 766-2121. People looking out over the Lynn Canal from Haines on Thursday may have noticed some unusual activity. The Alaska State Ferry Matanuska appeared to stop just south of town. It then released an orange rescue vessel into the water that was seen circling the ferry. But Alaska Marine Highway System spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow confirmed the activity was just a periodic training exercise that included deploying rescue vessels. The Matanuska completed its exercise and continued on to Juneau at about 1:30 p.m. It's summertime solstice weekend, and while the official solstice is on Thursday, the big celebration for the most daylight of the year will take place this weekend in Skagway. For years, the Elks Solstice Celebration has been the main event surrounding solstice in Skagway. Elks Skagway Lodge leader Andrew Cremata gives a rundown of the event.
And what's happened at 2 o'clock is the kids' games start, and there's all kinds of fun stuff for kids to do. And at that time, there's also hot dogs and hamburgers on for food. And then as the day goes on and we get into 5 o'clock, in the meantime, some adult games start, like horseshoes and cornhole and some of these other things. And at 5 o'clock, the main food starts, and that will be this year pulled pork sandwiches and buffalo tri-tip sandwiches. They are all the fixings to go with it, and so all of that's available. There's also going to be live music starting at 4 o'clock, and it's all local bands. And our feature band is Nat King Kong, who comes on at 9 p.m. Usually we try to wrap things up before midnight. There will also be smart shuttle service to and from there, so nobody has to drink and drive, and we'd encourage everybody to take advantage of it. And the only thing we don't allow are dogs, but other than that, we want everybody to come out, support the community, and have a good time while they're doing it.
Entry to the event is free, but funds are raised through food and beer sales and a 50-50 raffle, and the event makes up the Elks' single largest fundraiser of the year.
Okay. I mean, anybody who lives in Skagway knows that the Elks does burger feeds consistently to support the school during the winter. Usually raise in the neighborhood of about $30,000 to give to the school every year. But this particular event is definitely our largest. It gets some people to come out and enjoy some of the things the Elks does and learn a few things about what the Elks does. It generates good money for us that we, in turn, give out to the community in some way.
The Skagway Elks Lodge earlier this year invited Haines members to join after the Haines Elks Lodge lost its charter. Cremata said he's had about 4 people from Haines contact him about joining. He said he was hoping for more, but Haines residents are still encouraged to contact the Skagway Lodge if interested.
We definitely have one of the healthiest Elks lodges in the entire state, and we have great support from our members. And, you know, this is a total volunteer event, and people, even who are non-Elks, come and volunteer for this event. And, you know, we just try to encourage people here in town to join because the Elks does so much for the community, you know.
The Elks Summer Solstice Picnic and Party begins at 2 p.m. on Saturday at 7 Pastures Park. Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott established a Mayor's Energy Award this year. The award is meant to honor energy innovations and actions in 2 categories, conservation and efficiency efforts, and installation of renewable energy technology. The mayor said she wanted to establish the award because there are many residents and businesses involved in innovative energy efforts in the Chilkat Valley, and it would help the community as a whole to hear more about them.
I believe that we are our own best teachers. And I also believe that if something is said to be effective, people want to see it. And that there are lots to see, lots of initiatives to see around the Haines Borough. But very few people in Haines toot their own horns. They just don't do it. They just go about their business. They do something spectacular, and nobody knows it. It's that we don't have this habit of celebrating ourselves.
Scott said examples of efforts that might apply for the award or be nominated include energy-efficient heating systems at homes or businesses, weatherization projects, or use of alternative energy generation systems, such as solar, wind, or biomass. Scott said award recipients will receive a $100 check from the mayor's discretionary fund and a proclamation. All applicants and nominees will be showcased in a publication prepared by the mayor's office celebrating the local commitment to energy conservation, efficiency, and utilization of renewable energy sources, Scott said.
In other places, in larger places, Anchorage, Juneau, Fairbanks, Ketchikan, different agencies put on workshops all the time. And we just get left out because we're sufficiently off the beaten track and we're sufficiently small. But we are sufficiently full of initiative and creativity and local knowledge. And all I'm trying to do is bring that local knowledge forward.
The nomination period is open until the end of January 2013, and the award recipients will be announced at the 2013 Earth Day event. Nomination forms and instructions are available online at the Haines Borough website. And speaking of the Haines Borough website, a redesigned site is being launched on Friday. Borough Clerk Julie Causey said the new site will offer several features, including a citizen support center. The feature will allow people to submit questions and comments online and allow borough staff to assign and direct the emails to specific departments and officials. Residents can also sign up for a borough listserv so they will be notified of meetings, agendas, and other news as it comes up. The Assembly authorized $19,000 for the redesign, which involved the clerk's office, an Oregon-based consulting firm, and Assembly member Steve Vick. Several local photographers contributed art for the site, Causey said. The new site will be available Friday at the same URL address at hainesborough.us. The KHNS annual fund drive kicks off on Friday from Skagway, and one of the focal points of the fund drive is always the art print, designed by a local artist specifically for the event. This year, KHNS wanted to feature a Skagway artist, and volunteers with the radio station suggested Courtney Birdsall Clifford.
I have the last 2 years' prints on my wall, and I kind of wondered how they were chosen every year. And so I was just really happy because Most of the days I'm painting, I'm listening to the radio anyway, so it seems very appropriate.
Clifford's watercolor print features a pair of eagles playing in the air over the Taya Inlet with Mount Harding in the background. And if you look closely, you can see where Clifford put the letters KHNS within the snow on the mountains.
I usually work from photographs, but for this one I kind of spent a day working on a fairly detailed pencil sketch. And then I transferred over and then working from pictures for light sources and, to try to get mountains somewhat accurate. And then just sometimes the colors take a life of their own as I'm painting. I just mix them and that's a little bit of the spontaneous part.
Clifford was born and raised in Anchorage and is the daughter of famed Alaska artist Byron Birdsall. She and her husband began visiting Skagway seasonally a few years ago, she said, but now have decided to stay permanently. New and renewing members of KHNS Public Radio will receive one of the signed prints. You can see a picture of the print on our website at khns.org. This is Margaret Friednauer for KHNS News. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so please contact us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your support.